Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Suzanne DeSau, and you have fraudulently taken $68 out of my checking account, and I did not authorize that. I filed a claim with the bank, and they're going to go after you for fraud, so I suggest you take that off of my checking account before it gets too out of hand. I don't know why you put that on there. I don't know how you did that. I did not authorize $68 for anything.
I'll be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
It's a what?
I will be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
92325.
Your first and last name?
Suzanne DeSau.
One moment while I locate an account. Okay, so the zip code isn't pulling up anything. So you say your first name was Suzanne. Is it S-U-S-A-N?
No, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
Last name?
DeSau, D-E-S-A-L-L-E.
One moment. DeSalle?
Right.
Okay, so an account didn't pull up, but let me just try your last name. Yeah, nothing pulled up with the last name. So
well,
what we can do,
be,
I can...
It might be D-E capital S-A-L-L-E. I mean, that might make a difference.
You said D-E capital what?
Capital S, like in Sam. A-L-L-E.
Okay, yeah, it didn't pull up, but I'm going to try it. Which is your phone number? The 909-338-6840?
Right.
So I'm going to try to locate an account with the phone number.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and no luck. Nothing pulled up with the phone number. So I use your zip code, first and last name. Your phone number, I can use your email address.
That's Sue DeSau, S-U-E-D-E-S-A-L-L-E, four, at gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, no luck pulled up with the email address either. So, yeah, the last result would be, if you're saying that we did charge you, the card that got charged, the first six and last four of that card.
What do you want to know, the number of the card?
No, just the first six and last four, because I'm not pulling up an account registered under your zip code, your first and last name, your email, your phone number, and
well,
you are stating that we charged you.
It's on my bank account. The bank's investigating it right now. It's right on there. It's right on my thing as being subtracted.
Okay,
now,
so the only way how we can show it, because I used the information you provided, nothing pulled up. Now the last thing would be the card in which it's getting charged, the first six and last four.
Okay, hold on a minute. I'll get the card. Will you hold on?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't know what card it went off of. It's on my checking account. So I don't know if it's a card, because I don't know anything about this. It's on my bank checking statement. So should I give you that number?
No, ma'am, I can't pull it up with that. I mean, but the only thing I do advise, and yes, because I'm not with the information that you provided, I mean, unless she's under a different first name and last name.
Well, I'll give you the number of my debit card. It's been canceled now because they have to send me a new card. They've canceled my account because of what you put on there. The debit card, what do you want, the first four numbers?
I need the first six and last four.
517869 is the first six, and the last four would be 4167.
Okay, yeah, because nothing pulled up. Well, let me recheck. Let me see. So, yeah, nothing pulled up with that card information. So, I mean, you was right to just reach out to your bank because I'm not showing an account registering to you, nor that card, so.
Well, how did the money get out of my checking account? It has your name on there.
Maybe the number is different, but with everything that you provided, I'm not able to locate an account. Unless it's registered under somebody else's first and last name, your husband. But even with that being the case, even with the card, I definitely would have been able to find something if they used that card. But no, ma'am, I haven't had any luck.
Well, that's the weirdest thing I ever heard of. Well, the bank's going to be investigating you for fraud, so maybe they can figure out what happened because I don't have a clue what you did. I mean, if you don't have my name, you don't have my card, you don't have anything. I don't know how you took the money out of my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm not showing any account registering to any other information you gave.
Very interesting. Well, I'll just let the bank handle it then.
Okay, well, thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.